4HKX mobile.
Thanks for the timing. I just got in here.
Hope you had a good day.
Good day. Drove up to middle of Kentucky yesterday and had a meeting this morning and now just got back to the car.
You're just a traveling man, ain't you?
Traveling salesman. And 6CLX for that time or two. So how was your day? Hopefully you had a good one.
I had a good day. It's been a little slow today, but last stop made up for that, so no complaints.
Yeah, why we go back to work every day. Because they, in the end, it all adds up to something positive.
Anyway, right?
KX, KQ4QHV. I don't need to participate, I just want to let you know I'm still here.
KC4HV. Hey Chandler, you got Mike in here also.
KC4HV.
See you later.
She's made it home already.
Talking to you at my base station here.
I didn't know if you'd made it home or figured you had. It's been a while since I talked to you. But Mike here, he deals with fans, I guess is the best way to put it.
Dust control equipment.
Did you not work today? I heard you on the radio quite a bit.
Yeah, we got rained out today, Jackson. That's all right. We're going to be working again tomorrow. The weather should cooperate at least a little bit.
Well, hopefully you don't miss too much work because of the weather, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, I think that's nature's way of just telling us to take a day off. I don't think I've ever heard PRX in here before. I think it's my first time hearing him. Nice to meet you, Mike. I'm Chan.
I think I've heard you on before.
Probably been a while. Other than the day being slow, how's everything been going for you?
Like I said, I'm not complaining. Just one of those days, just like when you're a rainy day, you got to take the good with the bad.
I'm actually not too upset about the rain. We really need it more than you know, more than everybody else. We really have been needing it.
Did you get home and get the grunge washed off of you from the day? Not the way. But Mike said you had to go up to Kentucky to deal with a problem or deal with a new customer.
Deal with a kind of new customer. I got an order a couple months ago for a big project. Went up there today to kind of do some not preliminary. Went over our almost our final drawings and with the rest of the contractors to get all the electrical and all the conduits and all the ductwork in place. Up at a plant up there in Somerset, Kentucky.
We're on the eastern side of Kentucky or western side, over next to the, I can't remember the name of the lakes over there.
Cumberland River, about 100 miles south of Lexington.
So, you went right up 75 then?
Well, west of 75, so just a couple ways to go. You can go up all the way to Corbin and cut across, London and cut across, or you can get off just before London, Kentucky, and you cut up and then go up a couple different roads there. We took the back road route. So I saw a whole lot of trees today.
4HKX. Yep, I have made that drive up through there many times through the Cumberland Gap. And it's some nice views up through there.
Up there and go to the Cumberland Gap. I've been told it's really nice. Just haven't done it.
75 there, when you're coming down the mountain, you're looking over Jellicoe. That's a really beautiful view at night in the fall where you get no leaves on the trees. Where you can just look out over the whole town.
75, just as you're heading to start up the hill. Well, yeah, 75. Going into Knoxville. So you're just starting up the hill to go to Knoxville. Coming from Knoxville, starting up the hill to go to Asheville. That's always pretty in that one view. Today it was all kind of smoked in from the clouds.
That's the gorge going through there, coming back into the Tennessee, North Carolina state line there. That's another beautiful drive, but you got to be on your game because those rocks will come off that mountain, and I've seen it happen.
Now today, the traffic was light, so normally slows way down. Man, it was nothing, even going through Asheville.
You get lucky. That's all I can say.
We hit it just right.
Can I do there?
Sir, I have not. I'd like to do. Sounds like the sun goes
up. The chance in the fall is a beautiful time to take that ride up to 75 up above Knoxville. But you're starting to break up a little bit, Chandler, so I'm going to move back over to Mike and maybe you'll get in a little.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going down the road right now. It's probably because I got all these trees around me. And I keep going up and down hills around curves. So that probably has a lot to do with it.
Well, you be careful out there. And, Mike, like I was telling Chandler there, if you ever get a chance, you could take 75 all the way up to Cincinnati and go across the river there. And it's really a beautiful drive in the fall.
Time to do it, 96CLX. Yeah. I've done that. Fall, maybe it was the fall, but it sure is pretty going across that river there.
Great, yeah. And, did you see the big cross on the right-hand side going up?
Cross is right facing a big, bad kind of place. Adult something or other. Yeah, that's right where we pulled off and took the back road.
Yeah, the big white cross with the adult bookstore underneath it. There's where Royal Blue ATV Park is at, and you go left, and you'll come out to Brimstone heading up toward Oneida in there. That's one of the reasons I was up there quite a bit and know the road very well. Used to go up there quite a bit and ride. If you ever get a chance to do that, I highly recommend it too. But take somebody with you that knows what they're doing.
Is that an off-road for motorized or for bicycles?
Motorized. I'm riding the Can-Am side-by-side. Was riding a four-wheeler. But, yeah, I highly recommend that. You'll enjoy that too.
The last time we went up there, filled up with gas at that shell there, and there were those fancy four side-by-sides, four-wheel drive. I mean, they were the fanciest things I've ever seen in my life, all over the place.
You can spend as much on one of them as you do a car. So you can spend quite a bit of money on them.
And right under the cross, one side is that bookstore, the other side is the Blind Frog Motorsports or something like that.
They stay pretty busy there because people tear up a lot of stuff in there, breaking axles, tires, hubs, wheels, shocks, tie rod ends, you name it. They stay pretty busy. There's another one up next to Brimstone when you get up toward Huntsville and Oneida up through there.
It must be some really rough country.
not nearly as bad as Harlan, Kentucky, though. Harlan is rocky. It will absolutely beat you to death. But they're all rough terrain-wise. But Harlan has a lot of rock in it.
Kentucky from that show that was on TV. Man, I can almost get it off my tongue. I can't remember the name of it.
Justified.
Bingo, that's it.
Yeah, does my food much time any better touch it?
Anyway, it sounds fine. But I'm starting to get close to where I'm going now, so Mike, good to talk to you this afternoon, and Chandler, sorry we didn't get to talk more, but we'll talk again on down the road now that you got your radio back in there. And you gentlemen have a good evening, and be careful the rest of your way home. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, N6CLX, have a good evening. Hopefully talk to you, well, probably not tomorrow, it's Friday, but talk to you soon, N6CLX.
106 COX, KC4HKN, you still in there, Mike?
Just stuck in the traffic here on 85. It's a little heavier than normal.
What spot is 85 are you on?
Northbound, no, southbound, past the airport, the GFP exit, right, coming up, no. I'm all turned around, Chandler. I'm just passing BMW. That's where I'm at.
We're heading back towards Greenville.
Spartanburg County, basically on the other side of Spartanburg County, and I live in Greenville County, right across the border.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, I worked in Spartanburg.
traffic here again, because I spent a week over in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, and now that I know that's traffic.
Yeah, I've been told that Atlanta traffic is also very bad. I haven't been in Atlanta yet, but I have been in Chicago. Oh my goodness, don't ever try to drive in Chicago.
Yes, yeah, I've been up there and it's bad, but then it's better now. I guess everyone moved away. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that could have happened. All I remember was even, you know, stopping the old traffic and somebody on a motor was tuning in between cars all the way up the interstate. And the highway to Chicago, I'm like, that dude's looking so hurt. And then there's people that will cut you off, you know, exits, I mean, everywhere. It's crazy.
First trip to Chicago, I thought I'd seen everything then. I'd never seen an interstate merge with a second interstate and eventually come up with a third interstate there. I've never seen so many lanes in my life. California in the Bay Area, I grew up with traffic and freeways, but or what we call interstates, but man, that was...
Don't blame you.
Thanks for the QSO, and have a good evening. 10-6 feet out exit.